My father learned here in the yeshiva under Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in the early 1930s. And he told me that when Rav Soloveitchik, the Rebbe, arrived to America, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik took his group of Talmidim to the dock. To greet the Rebbe upon his arrival. And the very next day, after he landed in America, he was invited by his father to give a shir in yeshiva. He gave the shir on Chazaras HaShatz. We all must have heard it one time or another. And he explained that there's, just like there's a Korban Yochid and there's a Korban Tzibur, so too there's a Tfilas HaYochid and a Tfilas HaTzibur. And when people daven Tfilas Belachash, that's the Tfilas HaYochid. We daven Tfilas HaYochid, Tfilas BitZibur, but it's not Tfilas HaTzibur. When the Chazan repeats the Shmon Esrei, it's a Tfilas HaTzibur. He's davening on behalf of everybody. Everybody has to pay attention. We've heard that. Then my father said, as soon as he arrived, Moshe Soloveitchik converted him. He made him change the Kesher Shel Rosh. Rav Soloveitchik was makben on the Rav was also makben on that. You have to have a dalet, you can't have a square. It's hard to talk about remembering the Rav. The Chazal comment on the Pasuk, Zachat is Bisi Yaakov, after his Bisi Yitzchot, after his Bisi Avraham Eskor, that the verb Zechira appears with respect to Avraham and Yaakov, it doesn't appear with respect to Yitzchot. Zafra Shal Yitzchot Tzobar Munach Agabi HaMizbech. You don't have to remember something, somebody who's right there in front of you. For those who learn by the Rav is there all the time. Every time we hear a Chazaras HaShatz, you have in mind what the Rav said. The Rav insisted, like those poskim, that the Hashem Svasai Tiftach, a Yil Leratzan, an integral part of the Shemar Esrei, showed from the Rishayim, a question in the Rishayim, and he insisted the Chazan should, more correct, the Chazan should say it out loud, shouldn't say Balachash. And he insisted that he was not happy with the Hoche Kedusha institution. Hoche Kedusha, after everybody davens, after the whole minyan davens, so he said, still, even everybody answered Kedusha, still you have to repeat the Chazaras HaShatz. Because 10 people daven balachas and we have to have Chazaras HaShatz now. And even if you do a Hoche Kedusha, if it's late before the Shkia, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to make a Hoche Kedusha. So he felt, the Mishnah Brura has a question about this, he felt that more correct is everyone should start with the Chazan. So the Kedusha will be in the middle of Yom Shmoneh Esrei. I remember once a year, Dr. Belkin would have, make a minyan in his office, and the boys from Rav Soloveitchik's class would go, or the boys from the Kollel would go. He would make Hoche Kedusha, like a Radin. They wouldn't do Chazaras HaShatz. And all the boys would start the Tefillah Balachash together with Dr. Belkin. He would say Kedusha in the middle of Yom Shmoneh Esrei. So Dr. Belkin would finish davening Mincha, and he would say in Yiddish, I got to yeshiva and they don't learn Mishnah Berurah. They don't know what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. He would say in Yiddish that you're not supposed to start with the Shliach Tzibah. Sometimes the Rav would be there. He would smile. He wouldn't say anything. I don't know. He must have had yard site for the other parent in the middle of the summer. I only remember going once a year to the yard site meeting in Dr. Belkin's office. Nobody said anything. That was the Rav's position. The Rav learned Hilchas Tefillin with us. So he explained to us that he follows the position of the Mishkanes Yankiv. He said that the Mishkanes Yankiv on Hilchas Tzitzis and Tefillin writes like a Rishon. He insisted we should read it inside. Mishkanes Yankiv is of the opinion that when you put on the Shal Yad before the Shalrosh, you have to put on all the Krichas on the Etzbah before you put on the Shalrosh. You shouldn't do like it says in the Magen Avraham, to put on the Shal Rosh first and then finish the Krichas on the Etzba. He explained Al Pidin why this should be so. It's not a question of remembering the Rav. Every day, these are things that we live through. Aseres Mei Tshuva, the Rav insisted It's not proper to say, Magen Avraham says, not proper to say Shir HaMalos in between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu. The Arizal introduced it, the Magen Avraham is not happy, so Minhag Ashkenaz is, you don't say. So he wouldn't say. The Rav had a tradition, Mishkanas Yankov calls this a tradition from the Hasidic Ashkenaz. They introduced a new theme into Psak Halacha. He tried to do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. The Yotzei Yedei Kol Hashitas, you don't take a position. So in Shulchan Aruch they quoted a few times. And the Mishnah Berurah does it 100 times more, 1,000 times more. So Rav Soloveitchik and his family had such a practice, try to do everything in such a way to satisfy all the different opinions. So he came up with different hamtzoyas, how to be yotze, the minig of the Arizal, by saying Shir HaMalos, without being mapsik. At different times in his life, he had different suggestions. That was a suggestion that he had, how to blow, instead of blowing 3 shvarim, to blow 5 shvarim, to satisfy all the opinions. He was always trying to find hamtzoyas, how to satisfy all the different opinions. We remember when the Rabbi used to daven, the Rav was a combination of old traditions, very old traditions, traditions from his father, traditions from his grandfather. I remember I had Professor Shmuel Soloveitchik, the Rav's brother for chemistry. So he told us to be brought up in Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's home. Turn out not to be a Talmud Chacham, he would have to be a Goyim. He said, my brother knows how to learn so well. Doesn't mean he's a Goyim. It was, you had to be a genius to be brought up by my father poured so much into his children that they should know how to learn. Of course my brother knows how to learn. So Rav Soloveitchik was a combination of very old traditions, traditions from his father, from his grandfather, and a lot of Chidushim as well, but he had an awful lot of very old traditions. One of the traditions that he had from his grandfather, when we would daven mincha in the classroom, someone would be the shliat tzibur. The boy would say chatzi kaddish. Then the rav started to say the shmona esrei. He thought he was making a hoichi kedushin. He was davening out loud. Then when he got to atachoinen, so we realized he's not making a hoichi kedushin. He wasn't the shliat tzibur. That's the way he always davened. He always davened out loud. That's where his father davened, that's where Rav Chaim davened, that's the way Rav Elbele davened, that's the way Chofetz Chaim davened, many gedoyim, many tzaddikim, they davened out loud. You have to be Mashmir Lioznov. He once gave a Yotzai drasha on the topic that Rashi and Yuma and Daf Yutes interprets the Shiltis as saying that the part of Mambalei B'tfilo, that in davening there's no need for Mashmir Lioznov. And the Nitziv disagrees. He gave a whole shiur explaining why he holds like the Nitziv. I thought that it was correct. You have to be Mashmi Eliyaznov. The Rav had a tradition from Rav Chaim that there's a half a year that we don't say the same Talamata. So the Rosh is quoted by the Tur. The Rosh says it doesn't make sense. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a dry season. It just doesn't rain. When you're there in the summertime, it never rains, that area. In Western Europe, where the Rosh lived, there was no dry season. In America, there's no dry season. Every day of the year, it rains. So what do you mean, in the summertime, you don't say the same Talamata? It doesn't make any sense. So the Tur quotes the Rosh's argument, and the Rosh says he was outvoted. All the Gedolim disagreed. So Rav Zevin quotes this also. Rav Chaim was concerned. He thought the Rosh was right. But you can't go against the Minhag Olam. We don't say the same Talamata. Rav Chaim's practice would be, he would say the same Talamata and Shemei Tefillah all summer long. So the Rav used to do like that. And because it said the same Talamata, and the Gemara says it doesn't make sense to say the same Talamata, it's not saying Mashav Ruach. We say Mashav Ruach before the same Talamata. We say a while before. So he used to say Morid Atol. He didn't want to say Mashav Ruach. According to Shulchan Aruch, you're not Yotze. He was saying Morid Atol to be safe, to make sure that he's Yotze. Very often the Rav would come travel in from Boston on a day of Kriyas HaTorah. He would miss Kriyas HaTorah. He had a daven Yechidus in the morning. He would miss Kriyas HaTorah. So he would ask after Shia, is there anybody here, by raise of hands, is there anybody here who missed Kriyas HaTorah this morning? And miraculously, there was always a whole minyan shalim. Not just a rosh tzibur, there was always a minyan. So he would lay in Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon. He said that was his grandfather's practice, Rav Chaim, when he would travel to meetings of the Rabbanim. So he would, when he would stop somewhere in the afternoon, he would put together a minyan of people who hadn't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah, and they would lay. So the Rav had that practice. It's in Poskim, a machlokes is in Poskim, where they can lay in Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon on Sheni v'Chamishi. The Rav said he remembered, when we learned Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, he said he remembered seeing Gedolim who would get an Aliyah. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara. One Tana is of the opinion that when you look in the Sefer Torah before you start your Aliyah, you have to close the Sefer Torah before you say the Bracha, so people shouldn't think Bracha is Ksuvas Bator. So we don't pass them like that. So there's a Machlokes HaRishayim. So what is the din? Tatesu says on the last daf of Megillah, it's preferable to close the Sefer Torah, but we don't require it, but it is preferable. And the Mefarshim say the Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam seems to hold that it's preferable to leave the Sefer Torah open the way we paskin, like Rabbi Yudah against Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said he remembered the Gedolim who got Aliyahs, they left the Sefer Torah open. That was his practice. Then the Rambam says if the Sefer Torah is open, so you have to concern people will think Brachas Ksuvas Batorah. So the Rambam recommends you should look to the side. So remember when we were in, when we first saw Rabbi Soloveitchik get an Aliyah, we wondered where did he come off at this minute? Turns to the side and he says the bracha. I never saw it. No, none of us ever saw it. Then we learned Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah says that that's an old minig. Nobody observes that anymore. The Rav is a big stickler on all the minhagim. Every minig that it says in Shulchan Aruch plus more. The minhagim that it says in the Mogad of Rav. And the minhagim from Europe, all the minhagim, used to be makbet on all the minhagim. Unless he would feel that it's a minig shtus. But all the minhagim that were recorded in Shulchan Aruch, that he had no tarumas against, he would be a big stickler on the minhagim. I never heard of these minhagim. We have a minhag when we lay in Oz Yashir. So we have a different niggin, a marching niggin. So the minhag is that you start v'hamayim lohem choma miminam amismalam. You start the niggin from before. So all the shuls that I daven in, they have that niggin on the last pasuk right before Oz Yashir. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, where he came from, the minhag was, the pasuk appears twice, v'hamayim lohem choma. So he said, you sing that niggin on the first time it says, not on the time that it says right before Oz Yashir. Because the one before Oz Yashir, the word chayma is missing above. And Rashi quotes from the Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Malei Chema, because they took Pesel Micha over the Yam also. So, but the first pasuk is Talt Choma with Avav. So he said, where he came from, the meaning was that they sang the fancy niggin, the marching tune, on the first one, not on the second. Then it says in the Mogen Avram that on Parshas Masei, when you're laying Parshas Masei, you shouldn't be mafsik in the middle of the Membeis Matzos. So what do you do on Sheni V'Chamishi in the morning when you have Masei Sevri? So the Rav would lay in a half a sedra. The Kohen would get the first Aliyah, all the Membeis Matzos, and then the Levi got an Aliyah, then the Shlishi got an Aliyah. The Balabatim had to go to work. They were an onset. They had to travel to Boston in order to go get to work on time. He would insist you have to lay in a half a sedra. The Rav said where he came from. Lubavitcher village, they were makbed on his zivloch in the weekdays also, not just on Shabbos when you're laying the whole hazino. So he was laying a half a sedra, laying a half a sedra on Parshas the week before hazino. I remember once I got an aliyah, it was Parshas Masei, Shabbos afternoon, so we laying dvarim. So they gave me shlishi, I'm not a kohen, I'm not a levi. So the Baal Korei finished the aliyah, I was about to say Asher Nasalanu. So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, lein weiter till Shlishi. So the Baal Korei hadn't prepared till Shlishi. So is there anybody else that knows how minig where he came from? I think he said in Brisk. Minig was that you lein Parshas Dvarim, you lein till Shlishi. Because the Parshas Dvarim is always in the 9 days. And the Navi says, Tziyam and Mishpat Tipada, the Gul of Hasidah will take place in the Schus of Hamoras Dayonim, Anas Dayonim. And between Sheni and Shlishi in Parshas Dvarim is all about Hamoras Dayonim. So he would preserve. We never heard of these minhagim. We never heard of these minhagim. The Rav was a big stickler on minhagim. People misunderstood his position. People thought that he didn't hold from minhagim. If he thought it was a minig shtus, he didn't hold from it. There are several volumes where they record all of the hanhagas of the stipler. One of the talmidim of the stipler was Mishamashim for 40, 50 years. He wrote every sneeze that the stipler ever made. So he writes that the Chazanish and the Stipler, when they would go to sell the chametz, when they asked the rabbi to sell the chametz for them, they wouldn't bother to make a kinyan chalipin, as everybody does. The rabbi always makes a kinyan chalipin, because the Rambam says that it's a minig shtus. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira, there's some things that don't need a kinyan, vein le kinyan b'hem tam. And even if you make a kinyan, you don't accomplish anything. And he says, when you point a shliach, when a man appoints a shliach to you, you get to his wife. When you appoint a shlech to sell chametz for you, so it doesn't make sense to make a kinyan chalipin. and it's a waste of time. So they didn't do it. The Rav was a big stickler on that. The Rav told us, when we'll be in the Rabbanus, we'll see that every time, every year on our Pesach in the morning, some balabas will call up on the phone and say to the rabbi, I forgot to fashrayim the chametz, I forgot to come to ask you to sell the chametz, and he will appoint you as the shliach over the telephone. So the Rav said, but there's a meaning that you make a Kabbalah's Kenyan Suda. The Rambam first starts off by saying that it doesn't make any sense, but then he explains why you do. And the Rav gave a whole shiur for 2 hours to explain his opinion, what pshat is in Kenyan Suda. So this Rambam fit into his whole picture of the Rambam's opinion about what Kenyan Chalip and what Kenyan Suda was all about. So he was a big captain on that. So he said, he gave 2 eitzes, how to fulfill the minig of making a Kenyan Chalip and over the telephone. How can you make? So he said, ask the balabas who's calling on the phone, is there another Jew there who can give you a chalipan on my behalf, who can give you a suder on my behalf, just like by the chasin's tish, the kala is not there. The kala is Caleb Shalkinah, so the kala should give a handkerchief to the chasin. So the meaning is that the rabbi or the adam give a handkerchief to the chasin to make the kinyan on behalf of the kala. So he said, let someone else over there in the office where you are, let someone give you a handkerchief as representing me. That'll be a kinyan chalipan, or they kinyan have a knaini, Tosa says. Or, there was one suggestion, or if there's no one else there to give a suder to the balabas is calling. So the Rambam says, but if the person appoints you as a shlich and he says, b'leiv shalom gamarti b'amarti gavazeh, then there's no need for the kinyan. So tell the balabas, he should make such a declaration, b'leiv gamarti gamarti gavazeh. He insisted, such a stickler on the minhag, insisted you have to fulfill the minig of making a kinyan, which the Chazon Ish thought was a kinyan. A minig toes, a minig shtus, the Chazon Ish and the disciple never did it. The Rav was miyashiv, he understood the Rambam was miyashiv, the minig. So he was such a captain, he said, even if someone calls on the phone, you have to be mekayim the minig. The Rav pointed out, Tosis in Brachas and in Saita has a contradiction between the Gemaras. Are you allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah? The Gemara says when they open up the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to learn. So Tosis has different suggestions to answer this theory. How come Rav Yosef was learning during Kriyas HaTorah? So Tosis had one suggestion. Only those people who are facing the Sefer Torah have to pay attention. If you have your back turned to the Sefer Torah, Rav Yosef Mahadar Ape Vigoris, he turned his back to the Sefer Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik understood that Tosis was saying, based on the Pasuk in Nehemiah, that one is only Yetzi Kriyas HaTorah if he's facing the Sefer Torah. If you're not facing the Sefer Torah, you're not Yetzi anyway. So he may as well learn Mishnayos or whatever he wants. So he said, whenever he's not Fatracht, whenever he's paying attention, he'll always, if he's sitting in front of the shul and the Kriyas HaTorah is behind him, he'll always turn around to make sure that he faces the Sefer Torah, the Shas Kriyas HaTorah. The Rav pointed out, we should have figured this out on our own. That's if a person is in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra and someone is saying Kaddish, you don't say all the Omeins, you only say Omen Yeheshmei Rabba, Omen after Liel Mekol Bechosa. How come you don't say the other Omeins? Because we assume it's only a minig. So the Rav pointed out how the post can figure this out from the Rambam, or Hashmo is from the Rambam. So he said, anytime you're not allowed to be mafsik, like in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, so you only answer those aniyas that are liyikuvah, only medina. Amen yeheshmer rabba, amen after liyelim akol b'chosam. So he said, in between yishtabach and yotzer or by ma'ariv, in between, right before the shemana esra of ma'ariv, you're not allowed to be mafsik either. So he had a diuk from the Rambam, that you should only answer amen yeheshmer rabba, only answer amen after liyelim akol b'chosam b'shirosam. So it's not a question of remembering the Rav all day long. When we lay, when we daven, when we do all the mitzvahs, when we lay tefillin, everything we do, the Rav is mamish like Afshal Yitzchak Tzover Munach Agav Yamizbech. You can't forget him. Everything we do all the time is based on him. It's very hard to describe the Rav. I didn't describe the Rav. I just gave reasons why he's, to those who learn by him, why he is so unforgettable. It's very hard to convey anything in 20 minutes, but I hope I conveyed a little bit. Thank you.